Governor, you got a second? Governor, I live here, Governor. That was my daughter's school, Governor. Please tell me what you're going to do. I'm not going to hurt him, I promise.
I'm literally talking to the president right now to specifically answer the question of what we can do for you and your daughter.
Can I hear it? Can I hear your call? Because I don't believe it.
I'm sorry. There's literally, I've tried five times. That's why I'm walking around to make the
call. Why is the president not taking your call?
Because it's not going through.
Why?
So I have to get cell service.
So let's get it. Let's get it. I want to be here when you call the president.
I appreciate it. I'm doing that right now. And it's to immediately get reimbursements, individual assistance, and to help you. I'm devastated for you. I'm so sorry. Especially for your daughter. I have four kids losing
the school. Everyone who went to school there, they lost their homes. They lost two homes because they were living in one and building another. Governor, please tell me, what are you going to do with the president right now?
We're getting the resources to help rebuild.
Why was there no water in the hydrants, Governor?
That's all, literally.
Is it going to be different next time?
It has to be. Has to be, of course.
What are you going to do?
I'm doing everything.
To fill the hydrants. I would fill them up personally, you know that.
I literally have.
I would fill up the hydrants myself.
I understand.
But would you do that?
I would do whatever I can.
But you're not! I see the. Do you know there's water dripping over there, Governor? There's water coming out there. You can use it.
I appreciate it. I'm going to make the call to address everything I can right now, including making sure people
are safe.
I'd like
to make sure you do. Can I have an opportunity to at least tell people you're doing what you're saying you're doing?